إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Islam is the name of a relationship. Islam ایک تعلق کا نام ہے. It is a relationship that is fundamental. It's a relationship that is from the beginning of our existence, and it is a relationship which will continue after we leave this world, and that is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And in our case, it is a relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the meaning when we say that every child, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every child is born on his fitrah, and the fitrah of the child is to be a Muslim. So what is this fitrah? Because there is no child who is born and recites the kalima. No child speaks at birth except those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. So what is this fitrah which already is there? And that fitrat is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alastu bi rabbikum, qalu bala shahidna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we asked in the Alamul Arwah, this question was asked, am I not your Rabb? And everyone said, yes, qalu bala shahidna. Yes, why not? And we are witness that you are our Rabb jalla jalaluhu. So this relationship of the abd to the Rabb, the relationship of the slave to the creator, is the fundamental relationship which we know as Islam. And that's the reason why when a person who comes into Islam, that is used to be a non-Muslim, comes into Islam, we don't say convert, we say revert. It's not a matter of semantics or playing with words. That is to reiterate and reinforce that the person came back to what he was originally in any case. So every person was originally a Muslim. He may go somewhere, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the child is born on the fitrah, is born on his originality, the original relationship which is with Allah. Then the parents, because he is born into a non-Muslim home, the parents take him somewhere, and he is trained and conditioned and taught to worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, those who have the real desire to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them. And for the guidance of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his anbiya. And finally, the last and final one of them, after whom there is no Nabi and no Rasul, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for guidance. And what is that guidance? Guidance is back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this turning and this reversion is called reverting to Islam, which is Islam. So therefore, Islam is the name of a relationship, and this relationship is a fundamental relationship. The other nature of this relationship is that this relationship is the one which remains alive even after we die. Because as we know, all other relationships finish with death. The parent-child relationship, which is emphasized so much in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this so many times, that ends with death. Once you are dead, there is no parent, there is no child. There is no spouse, there is no husband, there is no wife. All other relationships in this world, we don't even have to talk about that. Whether it is that of an employee, employer, whether it is friendship, all of these close and finish with death. The only relationships which remain alive even after death is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu as his creatures and as his slaves, and he as our Rabb jalla jalaluhu, and our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is these two relationships which will remain on the day of judgment. Everyone will be gathered on the day of judgment as the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is true for everyone, whether you accept it or you don't accept it, there is a coming together and there is a gathering on the day of judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this gathering is for all the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, men or jinn, from the first one to the last one. And in that huge gathering, we will be defined and we will be described and we will be identified as who? Not by my name or my father's name. We will be identified as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as distinct from the ummah of anyone else. And this is the fazilat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this ummah, that this ummah is defined by all umam are defined by their anbiya, whichever anbiya, nabi that ummah belong to. But this ummah has been given fazilat because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the Nabi that we follow. So this is the relationship. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this relationship is because, like all relationships, including in this dunya, we don't give the example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to illustrate, including in this dunya, relationships remain healthy and they remain constant as long as they are maintained. Every relationship has to be maintained, including that of parents. If you don't leave, if you don't meet the parents, if you don't serve the parents, if you don't look at the parents, the relation, the fundamental relationship, which is the biological relationship, that so-and-so is my father, so-and-so is my mother, that does not change. Whether you meet them or you don't meet them, that is there, that nothing you can do about it. But the other relationship of the friendship, of the love, the affection, the shafaqat of the parents on you, the du'as of the parents and so on, all of these are dependent on our treatment and our behavior with the parents. And this is even more true for other relationships in our lives which are not fundamental, like they are not biological like that of parents. So the relationship and the health of the relationship is dependent on the maintaining of that relationship. How do we maintain this relationship? Now, a Muslim, therefore, what is the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, a Muslim and a kafir? A Muslim is a person who accepts this relationship. As I said, the fundamental relationship is for everyone, that is whether you accept it or not. But who is a Muslim? A Muslim is the one who accepts this relationship, acknowledges this relationship, and maintains this relationship. And the non-Muslim, and that's why the word kafir is not a curse or something. The kafir is, the same term, kafir is in Arabic, it means also farmer, somebody who is planting seeds. So he hides the seed in the ground. This action of hiding is the action of kufr, which is to hide something. And this is the person who hides the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who denies it, and who does not, obviously, if he denies it and he hides it, he cannot possibly maintain it, and therefore he does not accept this relationship and he does not maintain this. This is the difference between the essential difference between the Muslim and the kafir is this, that a Muslim accepts the relationship and acknowledges it and maintains it, and a person who is not a Muslim does not accept the relationship and obviously does not maintain it. As I said, not accepting does not break the relationship. Like that of parents, you have one child who is obedient, who is a good person, serves the parents. You got another one who does not serve. Both are children. Whether you like it or not, the fundamental relationship does not change, but everything else changes. So the kafir is also a abd of Allah, but other than that, there is no ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Now, question of maintaining. Today we have a funny situation where we have Muslims who accept the relationship but who do not maintain it. Now, this is a very peculiar situation. This situation was not there with the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain. They accepted the relationship and they maintained it from the moment they accepted it. They maintained that relationship to the end, to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was their witness and became their witness. The ayat of Suratul Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they have fulfilled their oath and they have fulfilled their promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this with respect to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain. But today we have a situation where may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and save us from being among those people who do not even maintain that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though they accept it. So you have one set of people who don't accept it, but you have another set of people who accept the relationship, but who do not maintain it. Now, what is the maintaining of the relationship with Allah? The maintaining of the relationship with Allah is the essence of La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fulfillment of this oath, this fulfillment of this commitment, of this acceptance of this shahada is salah, is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So if you have somebody who said La ilaha illallah and does not pray, then obviously this maintaining of the relationship is not happening. And this is the key thing to understand. And the reason for that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, is because we have become very mechanical in our deen. Our deen is something that we practice very mechanically without any thought and without getting any real benefit from this. Just to give you a small example, we all, the tasbihat after the first salawat, one of them is tasbih Fatimi, which is 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. We also do this tasbih in the night before we go to sleep. It is one of the azkar before we go to sleep. Now, you know and I know, when did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why is it called tasbih Fatimi? Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this as a gift, as a solution to his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. When she came to him, she asked him for a servant. She said, I work all day and I have a lot of very hard work to do, and so I get very tired and I need a servant. So please give me a servant. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I cannot give you a servant, but I will give you something which is better than that and which will take away your tiredness and which will be a help and an ease for you in your difficulties. So what is this tasbih Fatimi? This is a solution. This is a solution for tiredness. We are talking about physical things. We are not saying that if you read this, you will go to Jannah. Inshallah, you will also go to Jannah. I'm not saying you don't go. I'm saying that this is a solution. Here is somebody who came, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have a headache. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take this Tylenol. Take this tablet. For what? To go to Jannah? No. Take the tablet for your headache. I have a headache. I've got a personal, physical problem, material problem today in my life. What is the solution? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, here is a solution for this problem. So my question to myself and respectful reminder to you is that when you recite this tasbih Fatimi, does your tiredness go away? Is it easing your life? Is it taking away your difficulties? Or is the tiredness still there? Body is still paining. Which one? Why? We know that what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed is true. We know there is no problem with that prescription. So what is happening? This is what we have done to our ibadat. We have made them mechanical. May Allah protect us. If you look at, let us look at ourselves first before anybody else. But generally when people even do this tasbih, when they do this dhikr, this is subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. We do not even say subhanallah. Properly, we don't even pronounce the term. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What is this? Which race are we trying to win? And what is this time frame we have put in our mind that this must be recited only in 10 seconds? So even when we cannot even say subhanallah, where is the hope of that subhanallah's effect entering the heart and so on and so forth? What is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prescription? It's a prescription for this dunya, for a physical problem of tiredness and pain in the body, which is supposed to go away by the reciting of this tasbih. And in the night he used to blow on his hands and pass his hands, rub his hands over his body, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I am only describing this as a test for ourselves. Inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, if Allah gives the tawfiq, we will do, we'll look at more such things tomorrow. To look at what is this ta'aluk, what is this relationship with Allah, and what do we need to do to maintain this relationship? Because it makes absolutely no sense to accept the relationship and do nothing to maintain it. And then when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, which, as I said, will happen, there is no doubt about this, la rayba fi, then what do we do? Because we are going to meet Allah on the basis of this relationship. And when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this relationship is weak and if this relationship is, you know, broken or cracked, then what? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this and to enable us to strengthen this ta'alluq with Him Jalla Jalalu, and to enable us to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.